It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habe.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. And how are you? And welcome to another borderline exciting episode of Broken News. And, you know, with Broken News, you can still enjoy that new podcast smell, can't you? That's Broken News for you. We're still relatively new in the podcast game. We want to thank you for joining us. And as we head straight to the news, as always, our Broken News staff of writers, they rely heavily on slightly reliable gossip. So we're certainly very proud of them. And yes, we thank you for that. Those were our reporters actually applauding themselves. So let's see what's going on in the wacky world of news. And of course, that means Donald Trump is somewhere in the news front. And he's front and center again. And we know the latest report is that Donald Trump was showing classified documents, as he is fond of doing, to just anybody who would come along, a pizza delivery guy, a welcome wagon hostess, someone with a long criminal record, just anybody. And so the latest report we have is that while Donald Trump was showing these classified documents about what a war with Iran would be like and what we would do and how we would do it, he did stop long enough to ask someone on his staff for some Cokes. That's right. And that just goes to show you that even the unhinged get thirsty sometimes, you know? I mean, everybody just sometimes need a nice, refreshing beverage. Okay, so enough about that. So let's move on to some other news, and let's try our hand at some non-political news, okay? There has been some research that has been going on, our Broken News staff has uncovered, concerning erectile dysfunction. That's right, affectionately known as ED. I'm not sure that many children in the world are still going to be named Ed now because of erectile dysfunction. But anyway, there is some news about erectile dysfunction. It turns out, science has shown us, as it often does, that the way to treat this this problem can be found, the answer can be found in your kitchen. Isn't that exciting? You head to your kitchen, and it's something that you'll find in your kitchen all the time. Which, of course, made the Broken News team want to find out what that could possibly be. So, of course, they were going to do some experimenting themselves. And what they found out, they looked at various things. They looked at an egg beater. Turns out that was not, it's in the kitchen, but it's not something that would help with erectile dysfunction. They also discovered the old popular cheese grater. And, that wasn't good either. But it turns out what science has determined is that the way to treat erectile dysfunction is with caffeine. And we're talking a lot of caffeine. So that's something to keep in mind. And so actually, it's really, it's not that hard. What you have to do is you have an IV of caffeine. You know, just, oh, I don't know, say 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. So that caffeine should cure your erectile dysfunction. And now the only problem, though, with consuming that much caffeine, you're liable to have some side effects. And it turns out the side effects you're most likely to have are the following, that one, you will probably never blink again. And the number two, the other side effect, is that you will probably only speak in run-on sentences for the rest of your life. Well, that's our show for you this week. I hope you enjoyed Broken News, and I hope you'll be back with us next week. I'm Philip Haybabe, and you may have noticed our Broken News Orchestra was not with us last week. I think they were kind of mad still because we didn't take them along on our trip to Alaska. But they're back this week, and they're giving us kind of a summer closing theme song. So we hope you'll join us next week for Broken News. Thanks for joining us. Take care. We'll be right back.